Blackstone Audio presents Bellwether by Connie Willis. To John from Abigail. Yours, yours, yours. 1. Beginning. Brothers, sisters, husbands, wives followed the piper for their lives. From street to street he piped, advancing, and step by step they followed, dancing. Robert Browning. Hula Hoop, March 1958 to June 1959. The prototype for all merchandising fads and one whose phenomenal success has never been repeated. Originally a wooden exercise hoop used in Australian gym classes, the hula hoop was redesigned in gaudy plastic by Wham-O and sold for $1.98 to adults and kids alike. Nuns, Red Skelton, geishas, Jane Russell, and the Queen of Jordan rotated them on their hips, and lesser beings dislocated hips, sprained necks, and slipped discs. Russia and China banned them as capitalist. A team of Belgian explorers took 20 of them along to the South Pole to give to the penguins, and over 50 million were sold worldwide. Died out as quickly as it had spread. It's almost impossible to pinpoint the beginning of a fad. By the time it starts to look like one, its origins are far in the past, and trying to trace them back is exponentially harder than, say, looking for the source of the Nile. In the first place, there's probably more than one source, and in the second, you're dealing with human behavior. All Speke and Burton had to deal with were crocodiles, rapids, and the tsetse fly. In the third, we know something about how rivers work. Like, they flow downhill. Fads seem to spring full...